We've been following the solar eclipse for the last couple of hours as it raced across the United States, the first transcontinental eclipse of its kind in roughly 99 years. The point of totality has now left North America, though, and crossed into the Atlantic. But NPR science correspondent Nell Greenfield-Boyce is in Clemson, South Carolina, where she got to see totality, and she joins us now. Hi there, Nell.
Hey, how are you?
Well, I'm great, but I'm going to guess probably not as great as you. How was the view from Clemson?
It was unearthly. I mean, that's the only way I can describe it. It was so strange. And, you know, before I came down here, I talked with a lot of eclipse chasers. And so they had told me what I would experience. And I had an idea coming into it, what it would be like. But even so, it left me kind of shaken.
Yeah, you know, that's what we've been hearing. Unearthly, as you said. Other people have said supernatural, awe-inspiring. I mean, so what did it look like? What left you so shaken?
Well, for one thing, Clemson, I'm here at Clemson University, and we had some clouds rolling in. So there was a lot of suspense about whether we'd even be able to see it. But then in the last sort of half hour or so, the clouds all went away and we watched the crescent sun get smaller and smaller and smaller, you know, with our glasses on for safety. And then once it blinked out, we took our glasses off. And it's hard to explain what it was like. It's just like nothing I've ever seen in the sky before. And I'm somebody who watches the sky a lot. I love meteor showers and a comet or a lunar eclipse. I'm out there. But this is something like I had never seen, just a big black hole in the sky. And then down on the horizon, it was all pink. And the light had a very strange, eerie quality to it. And the 2 minutes just sped by.
Wow.
I mean, it was over so fast, you could hardly even understand it. But it felt, the response felt very primal. It was like your whole body was sort of saying, like, what is happening here? This can't be normal. This
yeah.
can't be right.
Yeah. I mean, I think primal, it's a good way to describe it. I mean, it is a fundamental, you know, action of our solar system that we're witnessing, and we don't get to see it that often. But, I mean, you're a science correspondent, though. Was there anything in particular you were hoping to learn by watching the eclipse? And were you thinking about those things as you saw totality, or did they sort of all get pushed to the side for that moment?
All of that was just completely pushed aside. I mean, I know that people were looking at it with telescopes. I know they wanted to see the inner corona to learn more about space weather. But I just wasn't thinking about any of that. I was just sort of, you know, just awestruck. I mean, it's hard to put into words. And I've heard people say these exact same words. And I can tell you they don't really convey the true experience. I did see some birds after totality when the sun started coming back. I saw a bunch of birds flying out of the trees. I guess they had gone back to roost and then were confused and flew out again. And so, again, it was like another thing that people tell you that you're going to see, but telling you in advance somehow doesn't quite prepare you for it. It really just, people were just staring at the sky saying, you know, look at that, look at that, look at that. And then too soon it was over.
And so what else, what other reactions did you see from the crowd? Was there a sort of an outburst or silence or? Nell, are you still with us? Okay.
You heard people gasping, and you did hear the insects change. Like, there's cicadas down here in South Carolina, and you definitely heard, like, the insects change. So everybody was affected.
Yeah. Well, NPR science correspondent Nell Greenfield-Boyce eclipsed for just a second there on our line from Clemson, South Carolina. But thank you so much for joining us today, Nell.
Thank you.